Well, folks, been a lot of red alert level intel coming my way lately about the food crisis. But the thing is, you don't even need to hear about any intel when you can see it with your own two eyes. That's the astonishing thing that's happening across America. The store shelves are going bare. You've got public schools announcing they've run out of food. In Alabama, one school said to the parents, just keep your kids at home because we can't feed them here. There's no food at the school any longer. The food supply chain is collapsing by the day. We've seen stories reported by Breitbart News that grocery retailers are now having to dispatch their own cargo trucks to food manufacturers in order to pick up pallets of food and bring them back to the grocery store just to have something to sell. And that's something that grocery stores never normally do. They don't send out cargo trucks to go pick up food. They just receive food. You know, they offload it and then they put it on the shelves. But times are changing dramatically, and it's going to get far worse. And folks, the topic of this podcast today is really about how this is going to be sustained. So this is not a one-time little crunch, little squeeze of the food supply. You got fertilizer plants getting shut down. There's not going to be enough fertilizer for the spring crop in North America. Ammonia plants and fertilizer plants are shuttered in Europe because of the natural gas shortage. On top of that, you got 10,000 John Deere workers that are on strike. And so you're not getting the John Deere, you know, spare parts created, or even new tractors created. That would normally be the case. And so farmers are paying now a 50% premium for used tractors, and they're desperate to try to keep their current tractors running. And there's a shortage on tractor tires now. At the same time all of this is happening, you're very aware of the problem with the ports and the, you know, the California taking all the trucking rigs off the road, not allowing independent owner operators to run their trucks to the ports and pick up containers. This is all by design, folks. This is an artificially engineered crisis, but it's also real when you're hungry and starving. I mean, the empty shelves is real, but the crisis was created. So you could call this, I don't know, you could call it kind of like a starvation false flag of sorts. It has been engineered. But the bottom line is, it's going to continue through 2022. This food scarcity situation will probably not get fully resolved until 2023 or 2024 even, perhaps. It's not clear, but we know that 22 is going to be a nightmare of food scarcity because that's already baked in. That's already inescapable right now because of the fertilizer shortage. And, you know, of course, the economic lockdowns, which is all stemming from the COVID pandemic. This is a war against humanity, and they've decided that starvation is one of the attack vectors that they've unleashed. So the media is now starting to attack people who are buying extra food, calling them hoarders. Oh, you're a hoarder, they say. Hoarding? No, just trying to have some food in the cupboard. That's not called hoarding. That's called wise purchasing, actually. That's called planning. In fact, right now, a lot of food retailers are, quote, hoarding, according to the media, because they're freaking out about how thin their supply lines are. They have no buffer. And so a lot of the retailers and even some distributors who used to have maybe a couple of weeks of food sort of, you know, in the pipeline, they're trying to extend that to a couple of months. So they're ordering more than they usually would, even though a lot of that isn't showing up, but it's putting extra strain on the supply chain. So how is it, you know, how is it good hoarding when the retailers buy extra, but how is it then bad hoarding when we, the people, buy extra? You see, the media is going to attack the people, and they're going to say you're bad if you're buying extra food. Even though the government is hoarding like crazy because they know what's coming. Different government departments are buying up everything left and right. And some of these shutdowns of, you know, preparedness food manufacturers, it's not really a shutdown according to what I've been told. It's actually they're just diverting all their output to the government for a period of time. And some of these food recalls that you hear about, oh, 10,000 pizzas, you know, were recalled. Guess where those are going? That's right, they're going into the freezers of the government. They need pizza too. So a lot of these food recalls are just a way to divert all the food into the hands of government departments and so on. They are stockpiling like mad, while you are said to be bad for stockpiling. So in that context, allow me to say this. If you are not stockpiling food, you may not survive what's coming. So you can choose to stockpile or not, but if you are not stockpiling, it's probably over for you. You're going to run out of food. And maybe you'll end up in a FEMA camp. You know, maybe you'll end up with some government rescue package or something, but you'll have to, you know, be vaccinated, of course, to qualify for the rescue. You might have to turn in your guns or something. Who knows what they're going to require, but food is a weapon. So food scarcity is being weaponized in order to control you. Make no mistake, that's exactly where we are. That's what's happening, okay? So if you want to survive this, you need to stockpile. And that can be something as simple as going to the grocery store. I mean, first go to the hardware store, buy some 5-gallon pails or 3.5-gallon pails. Go to the grocery store, buy beans and rice and lentils, stuff that has a shelf life. Stick it in the buckets, you know. Put the buckets in a cool, dry location, and you're going to have a few years of life on a lot of that food, especially if it's beans and rice and so on. Just remember that, you know, different varieties of carbohydrates have different shelf life, and, you know, you can store macaroni and noodles and things like that for quite some time. You can store different varieties of rice for quite some time, but if you really want to store things for a long period of time, you need to take the oxygen out of the inside of the bucket. And there's a very simple way to make your own oxygen absorbers. And you do it by combining steel wool with salt in an old vitamin bottle where you drill some holes in the top. And I wish I had a video for you of that, but I don't. I do have a video on prepwithmike.com that shows you, well, it shows you how to use steel wool and salt and like an old shirt, and you kind of staple it together and make an envelope. Basically, once it's inside the bucket, the steel wool and the salt combine. The salt makes the steel wool oxidize, which pulls oxygen out of the atmosphere inside the bucket, and it rusts the steel wool. And that basically sequesters the oxygen into the steel wool. And now you've sucked the oxygen out of the air, and you no longer have, an oxidation problem there with the inside of your bucket. So you can actually make your own oxygen absorbers. But the point is, if you want your food to last a long time, you keep it cool, you keep it dry, you put it into these pails, you know, big buckets, you seal the lids with some oxygen absorbers inside, and now you can have a 5 to 10 year shelf life. And for certain types of foods, such as freeze-dried foods, you got to keep the humidity out of those foods, of course. That's really critical. You could have a 15 to 20-year shelf life for certain types of foods. It's amazing how long you can make it last if you take a few steps here to do it, okay? So you can do this now. You can go buy quinoa. You can buy wheat. You can buy oats. You can buy bulk foods. A lot of them you can buy at the grocery store. And you can store stuff right now. You can pick up lard and butter. Yeah, don't discount lard. You know, sometimes you need some lard. You can purchase a lot of things that have a long shelf life. Cans of or jars of peanut butter, for example, can last for several years, depending on the brand and so on. But you better start stocking up on food right now, in my opinion, if you want to survive what's coming. Because this is an engineered takedown of the food supply. This is engineered starvation. This is warfare. This is literal warfare against the United States of America. And they're not going to stop until they kill millions of people. And, you know, people are going to die from the vaccine, of course, but a lot of other people are going to die from the lawlessness, the chaos, the violence, and then the starvation and the disease and the lack of the water supply, you know, the municipal water may stop working in some areas. The power grid's going to go down in some areas. They're going to have mass death one way or another. If you want to avoid all that, You need to have food. You need to have a water filter, a water supply, emergency medicine, emergency communications, a system of barter, maybe gold and silver coins, maybe ammunition. You got to have a means of self-defense. All these things that I talk about on a regular basis. And I know that for many years until now, it has been easy for people to dismiss all that and even to mock it. It's, you think the world's going to collapse? Oh, what are you talking about? The grocery stores are fine. Well, go look at the grocery stores now. Go see the empty shelves now. Go try to get parts. Go try to buy a used car right now. Try to buy anything. The supply chains are collapsing. And so I don't have to convince people anymore that that's what's happening. Now it's more of a question of people saying, oh my gosh, I'm late. What do I do? And that's a lot of what I'm sharing right here. What do you do? You get prepared. You start stockpiling now. You're still ahead of the oblivious masses, by the way. Even though you're way behind the preppers, you're ahead of the oblivious masses. The oblivious may not figure this out until, I don't know, after Thanksgiving or something. Whereas preppers have already figured this out a long, long time ago. But you can take steps to catch up right now, but you got to take action now. And as far as our own food supplies at the Health Ranger store, you know, we don't have Ranger buckets in stock until November 11th. So you can't even get those now. But on November 11th, we're going to have a few thousand of those in stock. And I don't know what time those are going to go live in the inventory. I really don't know. But if you want some of those, you might want to check at, you know, 12:01 right after midnight. You might want to check at other critical times, you know. You might want to check the website frequently in order to get those, because they're going to go fast. They will be gone in no time. So that's healthrangerstore.com when we have them. We're not going to have that many either, just a few thousand. So take steps now or you will starve. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, I tend to be a very polite person, believe it or not, even though I can be pretty blunt in these podcasts, but I need to be more blunt because some people just still aren't getting it. They're like, oh, you know, I don't think it's going to be that bad. You know, I just don't share that viewpoint. And I don't care what your viewpoint is. You're going to starve. You know, you can argue about your viewpoint while your stomach is growling. I don't want to be negative. Well, you're just going to be dead. You know, people can decide, I suppose, but your decisions have consequences. If you don't have food, you will starve. This is going full Venezuela, all right? Also with the financial collapse on top of it and the medical martial law. The White House is going to put troops in charge of the supply chain. Did you know that? So then you're going to have the military running the trucking, which is going to be a disaster. Because they're not owner-operators of the trucks. It's going to be a quagmire, a total disaster, a snafu, you know, situation normal, all effed up. Or what do they say in the military? FUBAR, yeah. That is effed up beyond all recognition, FUBAR. Yeah, think about the FUBAR supply chain. That's where this is headed. And you're going to be in this for a while. You know, at least a year and a half, maybe longer. So when I told people earlier, you know, get a year's supply of food, turns out that was not even enough. You're going to need more than a year's supply of food, frankly, to make it through this. And plus, you're going to have family and friends coming to you. So do you have any to spare? You know, because they're failing to get prepared. And so you're going to have to make decisions. Like, how much of your stuff are you willing to let go to help cover people who failed to prepare and probably mocked you for the last couple of years? You know, I imagine some people are just going to say, well, you know what? You find your own food. I warned you 10 times. You decided you'd rather starve, so deal with that. You know, I'm not saying that that's what I would do, but I would imagine some people would do that. And you can't really blame them because, you know, you warn people over and over and over and over again, and they refuse to get prepared, and they want to pretend like everything's fine. And then, you know, when it all hits the fan, they're the first people to claim the victim. Well, there's no way we could have known. I told you, bitch, 10 times. How many times does it take, you know? Seriously. No, seriously, this is now a long-term meal planning exercise. If you want to eat in April of 2022, you need to buy groceries in October of 2021. It really is that simple. If you want to eat next year, you stockpile food today. Of course, the media is going to say, oh, don't stockpile. Because they don't want anybody to be prepared. Because they want the emergency. They want the food weaponization, the scarcity, because that's a means of control. Then they can say, well, if you want food, oh, you're going to have to, you know, show up at the food line, but it's only vaccinated people. You got to bring your vaccine passport. You see how they do that? Well, yeah, you can have food. You just got to sign into this FEMA camp. Yeah, that's right. And we're going to insert microchips into your skin to track you. Yeah, Mark of the Beast system. Welcome to the FEMA rescue camp. It's really a death camp, of course. We're here, folks. This is no longer even, it's not even theory. This is where we are. Now look around. Look at what's happening. Ask anybody who works in the supply chain. Ask your truck driver friend. Ask your, you know, your shipping industry worker person. Ask anybody who's a police officer, a firefighter, an ambulance driver, a paramedic, an EMT. Ask anybody who works for 911. Ask anybody who works in the suicide center. Ask anybody who works in mental health, for that matter. You know what they'll tell you? Yeah, it's all collapsing. It's all coming down. People are blowing their brains out all over the place. Suicides are at a record high. And the police staffing is at a record low. And the firefighters are at a record low. This is the takedown destruction of society. Understand? And anybody who sits there and says, well, I just don't think it's going to be that bad. I'm like, well, been nice knowing you. I'm curious, though. At what point do you eat your pets? You know, I don't know. At what point do you eat your neighbors? At what point do your neighbors eat you? See, cannibalism is going to be part of this. And if you think I'm exaggerating, well, you don't know much about human history. When people get hungry enough, they start eating each other. And that's where this is headed. You're going to have gangs raiding fields of cattle to slaughter a cow and just walk off in minutes with all the parts because that's the only meat they can get. Just like what happened in Venezuela. And you're going to have people engaged in guerrilla gardening, growing food off-grid in secret locations because that's the stash that's keeping them alive. I'm talking about, you know, off-grid lettuce here and tomatoes and green beans and all of which have protein. You can stay alive on those veggies. It might not be awesome. If you want some meat, you might have to shoot a wild hog. Or, you know, barter for some meat from a cattle rancher who's still got cattle remaining. Things like that. It's going to be rough. This is the time to get prepared. Everything you buy now is a fraction of what it's going to cost in the spring. Everything you buy now. I'm talking about food. I'm talking about seeds. I'm talking about meats, you know, even stuff in your freezer. What you pay today, it may seem high. It's already 20, 30, 40% over what it cost 6 months ago. It's a bargain compared to where it's going. You're going to be paying five times more, you know, in the near future. I don't know exactly when, but the dollar's collapsing and the food supply is collapsing. Food scarcity is increasing dramatically. Food inflation is just skyrocketing. The grocery stores are all announcing they're raising their prices. Albertsons just put out a big thing about that. Albertsons, you know, all the prices are going up everywhere. So this is where we are. It's reality. You either deal with it or it destroys you. There's no other solution to this. You either deal with it or it destroys you. All right, I know you get this, but a lot of people don't. And many of those people won't be with us much longer. So as long as you get it and you are prepared and you can handle this and you can defend your food supplies, you know, with your food, you got to have your Glocks. You got to have your rifles. You got to have your 5.56 and your 9 mils. You got to be willing to defend yourself because the police are being destroyed through all of this as well. So you have food, you got to be able to defend it or it doesn't count. But I think you're more prepared than most, but double down right now. Get what you can. get what you can now. Okay, and final message, if there are those out there who say, well, I don't think it's going to be that bad. Okay. Okay, you can choose to ignore all of this, and you can just roll the dice with your life and just bet on the supply chain that everybody has already acknowledged is collapsing. If you think that Joe Biden is going to solve this problem for you, because Biden is a genius, and that if you think big government is going to let the free market finally solve the problems caused by government intervention, and you want to bet your life on that, go for it. But you're an idiot, and you're going to die. Because this is only going to get worse. Every time the government gets involved, they're going to make it worse. Government's not going to make this better. The only thing that can solve this is free market dynamics. Allowing people to go back to work. Allowing truckers to run their trucks in California. Allowing the price discovery to function in the marketplace instead of having price controls and rationing and limits and all this garbage that government does. Every time the government gets involved, it's going to be a shortage. And we're going to have rationing. And we're going to have purchase limits at retail. And we're going to have then a black market for food, by the way. And what you're going to pay for food in the black market is going to be 10 times higher than what you ever paid for it at retail. So you're going to, there'll be a day soon where you will beg for beef that's only $6 a pound, because you'll probably be paying, you know, $40 a pound or something like that. Or more. Yep. If you can even afford it at all. All right. So that's my warning for you. That's the reality of what's coming. You can embrace it, and you can ignore it. And I can't make you do either one, but the universe will deal the karma back to you that you have earned. Whatever you decide to do, you're going to get that karma. It's very simple. Cause and effect works in this universe. All right, I think I've made my point. So thank you for listening. If you want to get prepared, you want to see some of my videos, go to prepwithmike.com, click on the videos. I got a bunch of those videos there about how to, some of it's food, some of it's firearms, some of it's emergency stuff. You can also, let's see, on November 11th, of course, we're going to have some food buckets at healthrangerstore.com, but that's a pretty limited supply. You need to get stuff before that. So get to your grocery stores now and get what you can. All right. Thanks for listening. Take care.